Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So here's God's recovery plan to get well. You got to deal with all these dimensions of your life, the physical and the spiritual and the emotional and relational. You got to take care of your physical needs. Okay, rest, schedule change. You got to face and deal with the emotions you're feeling, and you need to release those frustrations. You got to refocus and recenter your life around Christ. There's hope in Jesus. You will make it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When a Setback Leaves You Emotionally Empty.
Have you ever wondered why some of the Psalms are in the Bible? Because every emotion known to man is covered in the Psalms. In many Psalms, David is just unloading. It's kind of cathartic. He goes, God, right now life sucks. I don't like what's going on. And he just complains. You know what? God put those in the Bible for a reason, to show that it's okay for you to release your frustration. You got to rest your body. That's the first step back to refilling your tank. Rest your body. And you got to release your frustration. That's the second step back to refilling your tank. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling empty, you've had a setback and it's caused you to just lose the joy, lose the hope, lose the love, lose the enthusiasm in life, then you just need to tell God how you feel. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Just pour out your heart to Jesus. By the way, let me give you a little tip. It helps to share with friends and a small group or a counselor. That's why I always encourage everybody to get in a small group. You know, when I'm out on the patio, when people share their hurts with me, and they'll say, you know, Pastor Rick, I've never told this to anybody. First place, I get excited because I know they're going to have some healing. But usually my first question is, are you in a small group? Because if you're in a small group, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Now, there's a third thing that God does to help restore and refill our tank when we're empty after a setback. Okay, rest your body. Okay, rest your body and release your frustrations. Then number three, God tells me to remember and refocus on him. I need to remember what he said. I remember who he is. I remember all his promises, and I refocus on him. You get your eyes off your problem, off the troubles, off the trials, off the temptation, and start looking at Jesus. You get a fresh awareness of God's power and God's presence and God's personality. This is the third step in Elijah's recovery, and it's found in the next couple of verses, 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 13. Now, here's the instructions. The Lord said to Elijah, go stand in front of me in the mountain, and I will pass by you. And then a very strong wind blew past, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then there was a wildfire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But then there was a quiet, gentle sound, a whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his coat, and he went out and he stood at the entrance to the cave. And the voice said, Elijah, why are you still here? He's asking the same question again. God's saying, God says, I want you to get alone with me because I got something for you to see. And God puts on a multimedia event extravaganza for Elijah. First, a wind and hurricane, and then an earthquake, and then a firestorm, and finally a small whisper. What in the world is God doing in all this? He's demonstrating his power. And the point is, Elijah, you're worried about one woman. I'm in control here. You can relax. You see, the root of burnout, the root of being emotionally empty, is you're trying to play God. You're trying to be God. You're trying to control everything, and you can't. You know, Frank Sinatra sang his famous song. It was actually the theme for his life. I did it my way. But you know what his last words were when he died? I'm losing it. Those were Frank Sinatra's last words. I'm losing it. Why? Because he wasn't in control of his life as much as he thought he was, and you aren't either. Let me share another verse from another guy who was emotionally empty. He was another prophet, and his name was Jeremiah. And one of the books that he wrote is called Lamentations, which means my complaints. And he writes it for posterity. He is releasing his frustrations to God, his lamentations. He's complaining to God. God, I don't like this. But Jeremiah finds the antidote to his emotional emptiness by remembering how good God is. And by doing this third step of refocusing and remembering what God is like and refocusing on what God has said and his promises. And in this verse that I want you to look at, and I want you to write this out on a card and put it in on your mirror or on your dashboard or on your refrigerator, he mentions five specific qualities that pull him out of his depression when his emotional tank is empty. It's Lamentation 3:19-24. Now, let me read this to you, and I want you to just let this savor and simmer and soak in your mind. Jeremiah says this. Remember, he's down. He's empty. He says, just thinking of my troubles and my wanderings. What's wanderings? It means you're lost. You don't know where you're going. When I think of my troubles, I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going in life. When I think of my troubles and my wanderings, it fills me with sadness and bitterness. He says, it's all I ever think about, and I'm depressed. But, this is the big change here, then I remember. This is step three, remember and refocus. But then I remember something that fills me with hope. Okay, you ready? I hope you're listening right now at every campus, listening online, because what I'm about to read to you from the Word of God will give you an amazing new shot of hope. He says, then I remember something that fills me with hope. And he says five things. Number one, the Lord's steadfast love never ends. His unfailing mercy keeps me from being wiped out. Number three, because of his great faithfulness, each new day, he is, number four, always kind to me. So deep in my heart, I say to myself, the Lord is all I need. He is my, number five, real hope. Those five things will pull you out of depression, out of burnout, will refill your tank if you will remember and refocus on those five qualities of God. You know, a lot of people like chocolate when they're depressed. A lot of people turn to sugar when they're depressed. Let's go get some ice cream. Let's go have some pie. And a lot of people turn to sugar as an antidote when they're emotionally empty, they want to fill up on sugar. Today, I want to give you a different kind of sugar to turn to when you're emotionally empty. So everybody get out a pencil and write this down. Here's Pastor Rick's prescription. It's God's sugar pill for you. Remember these five things. S-U-G-A-R. Remember God's steadfast love. Write that down. That's the S. Remember God's unfailing mercy. That's the U. Remember God's great faithfulness. That's the G. Remember, God is always kind. That's the A. Remember, God gives real hope. That's the R. S-U-G-A-R. That's real sugar. Steadfast love, unfailing mercy, great faithfulness, always kind, real hope. That'll give you a sugar high. It's a high that won't bring you down. It's the love of God. Build your life on those five qualities of God that Jeremiah depended on, that pulled him out of his sadness, his grief, his depression, his emptiness after his setback. Now, finally, here's the last thing that God says to Elijah. 1 Kings 19, 15 and 16. He says to Elijah, Elijah, go back. Go back. Go back the way you came. He goes, go back the way you came to the desert of Damascus. And he says, when you get there, here's what I want you. I want you to anoint. What's anoint? It means you're going to appoint some other people to help you. I want you to anoint Hazael. I want you to anoint a guy named Jehu. And I want you to anoint a guy named Elisha. I want you to go back to where you came from. And when you get there, I want you to anoint Hazael and Jehu and Elisha. Now, what's going on here? God gave Elijah a brand new assignment. Why did God do this? Because God wasn't through with Elijah. And God isn't through with you. I don't know what setback you're experiencing right now that's drained you, drained your emotional tank. You're running on empty. You're running on fumes. And you may be feeling burned out and out of gas. And I don't have anything to give. Well, God brought you here today. And God brought you here so you could hear these words and so God could say this to you. Are you ready? God says, I'm not through with you. I'm not through with you. I'm not through with you. One of the quickest ways to defeat depression, get involved in helping somebody else. Jesus said, in giving your life away, you find it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Now get this. This is really big news. We're translating our Daily Hope devotionals into different languages. Now to do that, we're working with both professional and volunteer translators. So far, we have an entire year's worth of devotions in Chinese, in Arabic, Russian, Vietnamese, and Indonesian. Isn't that great? And if you'd like a link to one of these translations, just email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Let me hear from you if you speak any of these languages.
Here's what people just like you are saying about Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Listening to the Daily Hope broadcast has really impacted my life in so many ways. In the practical teaching that Daily Hope offers, it's been life-changing for me, even for someone who's been a believer their entire life, I still continue to grow, and I am so thankful for the ministry and what you guys do.
What is God doing in your life through this broadcast? Email us and let us know at rick@pastorrick.com. You can listen every day to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope on this station or at PastorRick.com, the Daily Hope app, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Monday through Friday, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Rick Warren. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Go back the way you came to the desert of Damascus. And he says, when you get there, here's what I want you. I want you to anoint. What's anoint? It means you're going to appoint some other people to help you. I want you to anoint Hazael. I want you to anoint a guy named Jehu. And I want you to anoint a guy named Elisha. I want you to go back to where you came from, and when you get there, I want you to anoint Hazael and Jehu and Elisha. Now, what's going on here? God gave Elijah a brand new assignment. Why did God do this? Because God wasn't through with Elijah, and God isn't through with you. I don't know what setback you experience right now that's drained you, drained your emotional tank. You're running on empty. You're running on fumes. And you may be feeling burned out and out of gas. And I don't have anything to give. Well, God brought you here today. And God brought you here so you could hear these words. And so God could say this to you. Are you ready? God says, I'm not through with you. I'm not through with you. I'm not through with you. One of the quickest ways to defeat depression is get involved in helping somebody else. Jesus said, in giving your life away, you find it. Elijah needed to get his eyes off himself, refocus on God's purpose and God's plan. You may be depressed. You may be burned out. You need to stay in love. I need to go back and do what God wants me to do. And by the way, notice that in finding a place of service where you can give yourself away, that's a major part of seeing what God wants to do in your life, and that's a major part of joy returning in your life. And I'm sure that there are people here today who feel like Elijah did. Some days you don't want to get out of bed. Some days you feel that everything's piling up against you. Some of you there are physically and emotionally exhausted. You may have a short fuse with other people. And no doubt some of you here today have even considered taking your life. Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? There's hope in Jesus. He cares, and we do too. So here's God's recovery plan to get well. You got to deal with all these dimensions of your life, the physical and the spiritual and the emotional and relational. You got to take care of your physical needs. Okay, rest, schedule change. You got to face and deal with the emotions you're feeling, and you need to release those frustrations. You got to refocus and recenter your life around Christ and sugar, S-U-G-A-R, those five qualities of God. And you got to get involved in helping somebody else. By the way, Elijah was told to get three helpers. And never again in Elijah's ministry would he ever serve by himself. He would do it with support. You know, many years ago, back in 1981, I went through an entire year of burnout. It took a full year for me to recover. You say, how did I recover? I followed these steps. You will make it with God's help. Let me pray for you. Jesus, you know that many people are tired, and you know that they're frazzled by their emotions, and some of them are empty. And there are people here I know that this message is really spoken to them. And as we went down through that checklist, they were going, yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. Yes, that is me. Would you help them today as they turn to you? Would you restore their soul? Now you pray. Say, Jesus Christ, I want to take these initial steps to refill my tank. Help me to rest my body. Help me to do whatever I need to do to get in better shape, to to take care of the physical parts of my body that I've been ignoring. I've been trying to burn the candle at both ends or whatever. And then say, Lord, I need to release. I need to release my frustrations. And just tell him what you're worried about. Tell him what you're bitter about. Tell him what you're sad about. Tell him what you're afraid of. Tell him what makes you angry. He can handle it. Release your frustrations. You may need to take some time off this afternoon or tomorrow or tonight or some other day and actually spend some time making a list of things you want to share with God. And then finally, would you refocus and remember God's steadfast love and God's unfailing mercy and God's great faithfulness. And remember, God is always, always kind. And remember that he is the source of real hope. That's real sugar. Father, I pray for everyone listening today. For those who've never opened their lives to Jesus Christ, may they do so right now. If you've never done so, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and start changing me from the inside out. I want to know you. I want to learn to love you and trust you. I pray, Father, that you would bless each person in the sound of my voice. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we want to let you know that if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Right now, I'd like to tell you about a great new study tool from Pastor Rick. It's called Re-energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guided experience book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this guided experience book called Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.